Ladies and gentlemen, I think we can start right now. And again, welcome to our today's tap room. And the theme of our today's tap room is New StarWind Virtual SAN Free, and we removed all the restrictions in it. It has just been released. Okay, and let's get started. So first of all, let's maybe introduce myself. So I'll be in charge of this chat room today. My name is Alex Bykovsky, and I'm a solutions architect here at StarWind. So today at this session, we'll discuss the new StarWind Virtual SAN Free. We'll discuss all the features and capabilities it has, and I'll show you the basic stuff, how to work with our new free edition, how to manage it, how to create devices, how to check synchronization status, etc. And of course, if you have any questions, you may answer them. We will have a short Q&A session at the end of this tap room. Okay, and again, our today's agenda. It's first of all, we'll discuss all the features and capabilities of StarWind Virtual SAN Free. Then I'll show you a live demo, how everything works, and questions and answer session. Okay, let's proceed. So first of all, let's discuss what's included in StarWind Virtual SAN Free. We decided to compare it with an industry standard storage-defined solutions such as VMware, vSAN, and Microsoft Storage Spaces Direct. So as you can see of this chart, of course, every solution has unlimited amount of nodes, unlimited amount of features, and unlimited capacity. As for management, different solutions, VMware, vSAN, Microsoft Storage Spaces Direct, and StarWind Virtual SAN Free, has different technologies and instruments to manage themselves. StarWind supports, as you can see, web and thick client, which is available during a 30-day trial period. During this period, you can test everything you need, configure everything according to your current environment, test performance, etc. Of course, VVol support SMI agent, so you could work with a StarWind through this SCVMM, and of course PowerShell. Another great thing is that StarWind Virtual SAN comes to absolutely for free. So basically, you just install it on your hosts and get started working with it. Okay, let's proceed to the next slide. So another great thing over here is that well, how can you do a fully hyper-converged environment absolutely for free? So here we can see comparisons of a different solution. So Microsoft Hyper-V Server, which comes for you for free, VMware vSphere Hypervisor, and StarWind Virtual SAN. So basically, Microsoft Hyper-V Server 2016 gives you all features it has for free. Of course, you can build a cluster, Hyper-V cluster. As for VMware vSphere Hypervisor, we know it comes with limited features, there is no vMotion, no data protection API, and some limitations about CPUs, and unfortunately no clustering. As for StarWind vSAN, since we're a storage-defined solution, we offer you, of course, clustering. You can build a storage cluster using StarWind Virtual SAN, and we offer you unlimited features from the storage hypervisor standpoint. So basically, you can use everything that StarWind Virtual SAN has inside. The only thing, as I've already told you, graphical user interface, it is available for a 30-day trial period. And after a 30-day trial period, you can easily use our PowerShell scripts, which we will offer you with the Starwind Virtual SAN. You can manage your systems using those scripts, create new devices, basically do whatever you need with Starwind Virtual SAN and with your storage-defined solution. Basically using, for example, Microsoft Hyper-V Server 2016 in cooperation with Starwind Virtual SAN 3, you can build a fully working and hyper-converged cluster absolutely for free. The only thing, as we are always talking about the support, free version goes self-supported. So basically, it comes with unrestricted features. You can do whatever you want with it. However, you are on your own. The only thing you have is, of course, we will be more than happy to assist you on our support forum, and we will update new scripts. I think monthly, maybe more often on our website. However, you are on your own. I think for guys who love PowerShell, it's a great thing. It won't be hard to configure and to work with actually with a Starwind Virtual SAN 3. Okay, so and now let me just open my window, and we will get started with a brief demo of how actually Starwind Virtual SAN 3 works. So here I have, actually, as you can see, two servers with Starwind Virtual SAN installed over here. So that's AlexTest02 and AlexTest01. Just let me close this. Okay, so basically at this moment of time, of course, I have Starwind Management Console and I can do whatever I need from here. However, we're interested in another option is PowerShell and how actually create, manage our devices using the PowerShell. So let me just close it. So first of all, after you've installed Starwind on your host, you can find our scripts we've prepared for you previously in the Starwind folder. There is a Starwind X subfolder and samples. And again, PowerShell. Here you can see a huge amount of different scripts we prepared for you, so you can work with Starwind without using a user interface. So let's start with a really simple one. So the first thing is, of course, with a Starwind, you always want to create a just image file on your local storage. So here is a simple script which you can run from PowerShell ISE or from just PowerShell. I've already pre-configured it. Just let me show you. So here is our C drive, and here I will store our, let me remove this file. And here I will store our new Starwind image files. Okay, let's just run it quickly. We can see the output which PowerShell gives us. So, name of device, name of the target, and if we look at Starwind Management Console, let's refresh that, we will see our device. Here it is. Just, however, in the future, after a 30-day trial period, you won't be able to look at the Starwind Management Console. So in this case, of course, you can check the status and actual amount of the devices and targets you have on your server. So let's add this script over here. So basically, it's again not a hard script, which shows you amount of targets and devices on your current server. So as we can see over here, it's basically simple. We have our device, it calls T, and here is the associated target. I mean, that's our target, that's the device. We can see the target name, which is associated with our T device. Okay, that's the one point. But again, always when you're working with Starwind, you want to have highly available devices. So let's start and let's create actually a two-node highly available device. Again, I've already pre-configured everything. So just what you need to do over here is connect to the server. So basically that's, as you can see, IP address of my first host. And I'm connecting with a default Starwind credentials, root and password is Starwind. Specify all the eligible information, so basically image path where I'm going to store my highly available Starwind device. Size of the image, am I going to create it? Of course we do. We are going to synchronize the devices automatically. That's target alias. Synchronization interfaces, so that's IP address of the partner node, of the second node, and here is a heartbeat interface, cache size if you want you to use L1 cache, cache mode, write back or write through, pool name, basically all the information we needed. And again, sector size of the device. So possible while values are 512 or 4096. As you may know, 512 should be used for ESXi or KVM, and 4096 for Windows native systems. And here we go, serial ID of the device. It should be a unique one. And let's jump to the here we specify all the information needed for the second node. It's basically going to be almost the same, just different IP address and the same port. And here we specify IP addresses of the first node. Adding a NHA device. So let me just double check that everything is right. Okay, let's start the script. Okay, we can see that synchronization of our device has started. And it finished. So basically, let's jump over to our first script and take a look at the, so here we can see, oops, I'm sorry, that's our targets, that's our newly created target of highly available device, and that's actually a highly available device. Let me show you Starwind Management Console. And here we can see our highly available device, which I have created with the cache. As we can see, cache is in write-back mode. And if we will look at the second node, we can see that partner HA device was created here as well. Okay, that's great. But I assume you will ask me the question, what would happen, what actually should I do in case something happened with my first or second node, if I lost my connectivity between the servers or something like that. Of course, that's a good question, and let me just show you a quick trick. So just let me get the script needed. Okay, get HA synchronization state. Actually, that's what I need. So let's just, here we can see our networks, iSCSI and synchronization. Let's drop synchronization channel. So if we will look at Starwind Management Console, we will see that synchronization channel is down and the partner node is not synchronized. Yeah, so, and you will ask me the question, how could you check that? So basically, again, I pre-configured everything, but that's not hard. Here we have our script. Basically, again, you connect to the server. Now we're connecting to my second server, which is IP address of which is 0.237, and let's just run this script. Again, I pre-configured the target, the device name, everything, but that's not hard for you to do. And we can see that device currently is not synchronized. Okay, let's enable our synchronization channel and let's take a look at what will happen afterwards. Okay, device is still not synchronized and we can see that synchronization has started. And now our device is synchronized. Okay, that's great. That's like these four scripts are the basic one to start with working with a free version of Starwind. And basically just to create a standalone device and create highly available device to configure L1 cache in different modes right through, right back to specify actual size of cache you need, etc. Of course, you can do everything from here. And again, during a trial period, you will be able to do and to test everything from the management console or from the web graphical user interface and to work for 30 days fully with a fully functional trial if you get a trial version. Okay, so that was a quick basic demo. I think I liked it. Everything works really great. And we can, right now, we can go and discuss questions if you have some. Let's proceed. Okay, so let me just... Okay, so, oh, you guys have lots of questions. I mean, I would be happy to... Okay, so, hey, Dieter says hi. Hello, Dieter. Thanks for attending our today's tap room. Okay, so the first question is, does Starwind Virtual Send free run on the free ESXi? Yeah, I don't see any restrictions since you can deploy a virtual machine for a Starwind on a ESXi. Thus, yeah, of course, you can run Starwind Virtual Send free. So you will need a Windows virtual machine to install Starwind on top of it. That's a good question from Brian Weaver. Okay, so what is the specs of the virtual appliance? That's the question from Dan Withrow. Just let me, if you mean, just let me clarify. Dan, could you please clarify your question if you're talking about a virtual storage appliance, which is going to be released shortly? Could you please clarify this question? And I'll, right at the moment, I'll jump to another question. So, Oscar has a question. Hello, Oscar. Is the only restriction in a new version is the usage of the graphical management interface? Yeah, basically, after a 30-day trial, you will lose graphical user interface, and as far as I know, the VTL function would not be supported after 30-day trial as well. Another question from Ivan Skvortsov. Can we use vSAN free on free Hyper-V server? As I've already told you during the presentation, yeah, of course, you can do that. You can build a fully free hyper-converged solution using Starwind Virtual SAN free and Hyper-V 2016, which comes for free. Yeah, you can do that. That's not a problem since you're a PowerShell guy. I think that would be easy for you. Okay, let's go. There are a lot of questions for you guys. That's great. I mean, it's always great to see you interested in our solution. Okay, so are basic PowerShell scripts included? Yes, of course, basic PowerShell scripts are included in Starwind Virtual SAN free installation. You can find them, as I've already shown you, on, let me just show you that one more time. So C drive, program files, Starwind software, Starwind, and there is a Starwind X folder, samples, and PowerShell. Here in help, you can find a PDF on Starwind X and how actually work with it. Okay, let's jump to the... Okay, will the Starwind vSAN appliance work for Zen server system? Okay, gentlemen, I think as for the virtual storage appliance, which is going to be released soon, I think it might be released next week or something like that. We should have another tap room next Thursday or some. I think that would be soon enough, and I'll show you all the functionality about it. Let me just find it. So here we're talking right now about mostly about a free version. Trial version, you just download trial version, use it for 30 days, and after 30 days graphical user interface will be blocked and you will be left only with PowerShell script, and that's all. You will have PowerShell scripts to manage, create, manage Starwind devices, create Starwind devices, monitor them, etc. Okay, let's proceed. And question from Gianluca: So Starwind isn't independent OS, but was installed on the Microsoft server OS. So yeah, basically Starwind is a Microsoft based application. You should install it on top of the Microsoft Windows server or Hyper-V server 2016 or 2012 R2. It depends on your needs. So basically, yeah, you will If you want to run Starwind on the E6i, you need to have a Windows Server virtual machine. Or, of course, you can get a virtual storage appliance, Linux-based one, which should be released shortly. As far as I know, should be released like next week. Okay, let's proceed. yeah, Amir is asking about if it's for free. So basically, the trial version. Okay, question from Sam. That's a good one. Can I show you? Of course, I can. I need to get a trial license for you. But I think it would. I will show you that in the next chat room. So basically, what will happen? You will open the. Let me disconnect from the server. So you will open Starwind Management Console, and when you will try connect to the server, the connection just will be blocked. That's the only difference, and what you will be left with the scripts I have shown, and there are more of them. And here where you are going to monitor everything and work with Starwind. Of course, in terms of support, if you will need our help, we will be more than happy to assist you, because there will be a per-case support, so you can just submit a ticket for our support team, and just it would be a paid per-case support. Our guys and support engineers will be helping you. Oh, as for which monitoring metrics available with PowerShell, actually, so as for the monitoring from the PowerShell, we will create another a thread on the forum about the free version, and we will be getting your feedback from our free and trial users, from the free users who are going to use a free version, and according to your needs, we are going to prepare a PowerShell script. So here we're going to work as a huge team. You will be helping us. And we will be helping you by providing you with a new great scripts, which are going to be helpful. So, for example, you're asking about the monitoring of underlying storage. I mean, that's a possible thing to do. Which should be like, I think, a request, and we'll do that. Okay. Let's proceed. Can you apply a license to the free version, or will you have to install the license version from scratch? Of course, let me show you. Of course, you can apply if you are going from the free version to the paid version and you want to go back to having a graphical user interface. There is like a script again here to install license. And again, another thing, and if you're getting a paid version of Starwind, you're getting a support. And here where our support team will jump in and will help you doing that. I mean, you don't even need the script at all, but we have it. That was a question from Jamie. Okay, let me just... question from Dustin. So question regards vSAN and Zen server. If we're going to support hyper-converged scenario with a Zen server. Yes, actually, we have that on our roadmap. Unfortunately, at this moment, I don't have any ETAs. However, we're working on it, and we have it on our roadmap. Of course, you guys will be informed as soon as we will have any information regarding this. Okay. Okay, gentlemen, I think maybe you have some additional questions, or is there anything else I can help you and show you? Okay, let me get rid of the confusion. So basically, when you're going to get to download Starwind trial version, it is going to be fully functional version for 30 days. And afterwards, after a 30-day trial period, we will not block anything in trial version. It will be working as it worked before, but there won't be any graphical user interface support, so you will be left with the PowerShell scripts only. And the licensed version at the same time will be fully supported. I mean, it's according to your license. You will have graphical user interface and everything included in the paid version. Will PowerShell scripts work with VMware images? I don't think that PowerShell scripts will be working with VMware images since free version is Microsoft Windows only. Thus, unfortunately, I don't think that it will be supported. Oh, good question about free edition. Is it limited to two nodes only? Let me just get. Okay, so actually it comes again unlimited, basically, so unlimited amount of nodes, of Starwind nodes. So guys, any amount of nodes needed, you can install Starwind and start working with it. Speaking about the performance monitor available for Starwind Virtual SAN, basically, yeah, we have one in our management console. As for the performance monitoring script, I think that could be on our roadmap to like to add that. So we have performance monitor over here, so that you can see CPU, RAM load, total IOPS, everything could be found in our Starwind management console or web console, anywhere you want. Oh, and of course, yeah, that's a good question. This session will be posted on our website, and you of course will be available for you to watch it if you have forgotten something or just want to try like I've done, create some devices using our scripts. Of course, we will upload this video on our website. Another question from Ivan is if web console will be unavailable after the trial. Yes, any graphical user interface will be unavailable after the trial period. Again, you can, as I had during my presentation, will have it will have vivol support, SMIS agent, and PowerShell. Okay, gentlemen, do you have any additional questions? Maybe I've missed some questions. Let me just some question that just let me double check. Okay, so Some more questions. That's good to hear. Okay, so Jürgen is asking. So basically, we are in the StarWind Virtual Sand Free is independent of the hardware of disks. Basically, you can use a hardware RAID or storage spaces direct, and as an and not direct, just tiered storage spaces. I'm sorry, as an underlying storage where you are going to store your StarWind image files. As another question is, does it use SSD disks as cache automatically, or should we configure this? Yeah, we should configure it, and the scripts again will be available shortly. I mean, we can now easily configure L1 cache as I've showed you. Just I can jump back to it easily. So, create image file. You can here specify L1 cache configuration. The same thing will be for L2 cache. It will be available shortly again. Okay, so another question is, are there published steps to set up a basic configuration? Basically, like you can get our Hyper-V hyperconverged guide with just a little PowerShell script, and that will be it. You will just get fully hyperconverged scenario. You can start it with a trial version, create a hyperconverged scenario for you just with our simple guide that we have on our website. For example, a simple two-node hyperconverged Hyper-V configuration or VMware configuration. Configure it using our free version. Test it for 30 days, and it will be okay for you. Just leave it in production. And if you will need anything to add or extend a device, of course it will be available, and scripts are already available for you. Yes, maybe we will have some short videos for you to show you how you actually do some cool tricks. And of course, there is support forum, and we can always help you. Okay, another question. From Ivan, is it possible to create tiered pool in Windows and use it as underlying storage for vSAN? Yes, of course, you can use tiered storage spaces and as an underlying storage for StarWind. And build on top of it, build using the storage hyperconverged solution. Yes, of course it works. Another question, if it is possible to shrink the image file. Unfortunately, no, that's not possible. You can only extend the files. Hey, gentlemen, do you have any additional questions? Oh, the maximum size of the image file. Actually, like, it's the maximum size of the NTFS volume or ReFS. Right now, actually, that's the maximum size of the ReFS volume. At the moment, I had like a client I worked with who had 90 terabytes single image file, so pretty big. Okay, gentlemen, do you have some questions? Okay, thank you guys actually for attending. I assume that there are no questions, but anyway, if you have any, you can always submit, answer some any questions in our support forum. And actually, guys, let me invite you to another tap room, which is going to be about our Starwind virtual storage appliance, Linux-based one. So again, we will show some features and how actually work with the Starwind Linux VSA, how deploy it, we will discuss where you can install it, where pros and cons of using Starwind Linux based virtual storage appliance, and etc. So I think you will be invited as soon as we will set the date, and I'm pleased that you guys attended our today's webinar, and I wish you good night, good afternoon, and actually a good day. Thank you, gentlemen. Oh. Another question from Ivan. That's great. Let me just read it to guys. Mirror disks are limited to two nodes. Not actually, so you can mirror disks across three nodes. In case if you have a three-node cluster, you have a couple options. You can actually do a grid, like a mirror across first and second node, second and third, third and fourth, etc. Or do a two-node mirroring, so it's three-node replica. One, two, three, like first, second, and third node replica, second, third, and fourth replica, and etc. So you can do a grid configuration. Okay, gentlemen. Yeah, it's almost 10 p.m. here. Okay, guys, thank you for your time, and have a great evening. Have a great evening, day again. It was nice to talk to you today. Okay, bye-bye.